Welcome to the J&J podcast.
I'm Jay, the mom.
I'm Jay, the son.
This is our debut episode, and I'm super excited about that. We've been talking about this for a minute.
Yeah, and finally being able to put something out for you guys. For anybody that anybody's waiting for this, anybody that comes across this, it's really excited to share our conversations with you.
Yes, we have a pretty cool bond, and so
very
we both sometimes think that like our conversations could possibly be beneficial. And it's interesting because we're both, of course, in two different age brackets.
Yes.
But I think that brings like a variety of perspective, which reaches a multitude of people. So
exactly. Yeah.
I think that's cool.
Yeah. Other than the mom-son dynamic of this podcast, like, yeah, the 20-year age gap allows, like, it's, like, a wide range of, like, an audience and, like, how you said, perspective. Right. And perspective is key. So hopefully whoever listens to this and whatever topics we do moving forward and today, just hope it helps you or just helps you get through your day.
Exactly. I think that's the common goal that we both share is that we just kind of want to be a light and kind of any little nuggets of information that we've learned along the way, just kind of share that and just show people the unique bond that we share.
Yeah, for sure. Would you like to get into the topic today?
Yes. So today we're going to talk about moving from home and how that affects relationships, and then possibly, you know, moving back home if that's your situation. I know for me, I moved from home at the age of 20, and I was young. I just had you, and I just felt like I had to. It wasn't like a force or anything like that. I just felt like I had to move out because I was like, you know, I'm a mom and I just need to like figure this thing out, you know? So I kind of branched out there on my own, and you know, in hindsight, I definitely would have did some things completely differently. Definitely planned better around it and everything, because hitting the ground of the world is not as easy as it seems. And yeah, you're definitely exposed to a lot of different things that you may be oblivious to under the shelter of your parents. So, yeah, I wouldn't change it or anything, but I do know what it's like to be out there at a young age and then, you know, having to come back. And I think right now, especially in this economy, it's really hard for a lot of people to move out at your age. And so there may be like some shame around having to still be at home or feeling like you can't afford to be home. Or even I've even seen or read some stories about even people my age or, you know, older or even slightly younger having to move back home just because of situations, whether it be finances or health or whatever the issue is. So just kind of want to talk about our thoughts on that, like leaving home and then coming back and what we think about it. So what do you think about? What were your thoughts prior to moving out and then moving out?
Prior to moving out, I thought that moving out would fix all my problems. I thought that would be the, I knew, and people always tell you, like, the cliche things, like, you know, like, that's a different sort of adulthood.
Yeah.
You know, remember, or to pick your roommate wisely, yeah. All these different things that are very valid. Because of certain experiences I had in our last home, and even just like we lived there for a long time, a lot of those memories were just kind of stuck in my room, and I felt like I just needed to go somewhere else to experience something better. So yeah, I thought that would fix a lot of my problems, or at least be able to get me to a better place in life. And then once I did move out, I realized that those problems stay with you.
Yeah.
If you don't, you know, deal with things in a more healthy way. Just because you lay your head somewhere else doesn't mean that those things don't lay there with you.
Right.
So that's definitely something that is for any any person at any age. That's one of the most important things, I think, when it comes to moving out. It's like doing it, understanding that there's still a lot more work to do. Like, moving out is not going to solve everything.
For sure.
And yeah, it's a lot harder than it seems, but there are benefits to it as well. Like, and now moving back in with my parents, it is a adjustment period for sure.
Right.
And getting used to the independency I had before, now being more dependent and not having my own routine to do, and keeping the same habits I had before, is definitely a struggle. But there are a lot of benefits to being back in my being back home with my parents now. I was actually at a party yesterday, and I was talking to people about this, people who are like a little bit older, like 25, 26 year olds, and I was just talking to them about like me, like moving back in, and like, you know, not needing to, or just not making it a negative thing, because right. It is very easy to do that. It's very easy to feel shame and to feel like, oh, you failed. And even for myself, like I definitely felt that way for many different things throughout my life, or like fairly recently in my life, a lot of things have kind of just ended.
Mm-hmm.
Things were very important to me. And it is very easy to feel shame or feel like you failed, but there is a lot of positivity and a lot of, there is a good thing when you have a safety net as well, and
right.
not having all those financial burdens and all that. So it's a give and take.
For sure. I think it's definitely a blessing to be able to have somewhere, you know, you can come back to.
Yeah, and not everybody has that.
Right. Not everybody has that. So you definitely never want to take that for granted. But, you know, you also want to be able to make, like, wise decisions that's going to propel you forward. Yeah. And sometimes we have to take a step back to get to that next level.
Yeah,
Which is hard. I can totally get that. And then you know, we're talking about the shame, and I can totally relate when, you know, I was living in my apartment, like it was a struggle. Like my very first apartment, my parents lived, you know, on one side of town, and I moved on the other side of town. I didn't have a car, but I had you and a job, and, you know, just trying to get back and forth to work, like riding public transportation, and then not really having anybody to like watch you, so then having to like leave you sometimes on the other side of town while I'm out here like just trying to grind for us, and just going home in the evenings after work. You know, I thought that when I originally moved out that I would feel more accomplished as a mom, you know, because I'm like, I'm doing this on my own, I'm taking care of my kid, you know. But really, coming home in those evenings sometimes and you not being there because I couldn't afford like for a sitter to watch you and the apartment out there. So then I had to like send you back to be with, you know, my mom to watch you. And I would just see you on the weekends. And that was like the worst, you know, because I would get home from work and it's like, yeah, I have this apartment, you know, but my kid isn't here. You know what I mean? Yeah. So I think that was like a struggle for sure. And then, you know, when I did move back, at the end of my lease, I just thought that was like I was kind of torn between the decision, just because it's like, you're, like you were saying, you're giving up a lot of freedoms to come back home.
Yeah.
But I also knew that was like the best plan of action if I was going to, give you the best life possible and be around you, you know, a lot more. So, coming back, it did release some financial strain, which allowed me to be able to get a car, you know, and be able to look out for you and things like that in a different way. And I definitely was grateful for that. But there was shame about it, because I didn't, even though you were young and you really didn't, you know what was going on, I just always wanted to do right by you, you know?
Yeah.
And so, that definitely, played a role in a lot of my decisions, but, sitting here, you know, many years later, I know that, you know, all things work together for good, and it really did work out in the end. It was just, you know, the struggle of it.
And a lot of those memories are very nostalgic to me, like when we lived with Mima and, you know,
right.
was just living with Nanny and Uncle, like a lot of the stuff is like the good parts of my childhood that I look back on. So it's interesting how like, in real time, you can feel like, ah, like I wish I could have done this or done that. But those are good times for me.
Right.
So it's, yeah, with like now being in the present, it's just funny how that works out.
Yeah, for sure. And you know, when I think back on it also, you know, just being around family all the time and just coming home and knowing that like you're surrounded by people who love and care for you, you know, and you know, all the, I just remember you being a kid staying up and I'd be trying to get you to go to bed for school. And then I'd put you to bed and I'd fall asleep and then I'd look up and, you know, snuck out to go, you know, hang out and talk and stuff like that. So I can see how that was definitely some of your, you know, happiest of times, because your aunt and uncle, you know, they loved you so much. So they were never trying to like, oh, they never told you like, oh, Tay, you need to go to bed. You know, like they just
watching
like
watching Family Guy with the.
like all the things.
I thought about something when you were talking about all that. Like, I think one is like, it's definitely it's a respect thing too when it comes to like the way that you lived before, like having to alter whenever you move back in with your parents. Like obviously your parents don't know everything that you want to do or be a part of whenever you live by yourself. They don't know the new habits that you acquire. And for some people, when they move back, there's a lot of friction because the respect level isn't there, where they want to do what they want to do still, even if it impedes on their parents' values or whatever. So I think having, again, being privileged enough to have that respect both ways for the child and the parent is very valuable and something to be thankful for. And then also, I think part of it, like with like the shame aspect, is like, maybe capitalism. Like, I think like thinking that like paying for this building is going to provide my child a good life.
Right.
Is a very capitalistic mindset.
Yeah.
You know? So it's tough to live in that and to not even know that that might hurt in the future, or, you know, might not be the best way of providing or going about life. Even for myself, like I think that me trying to pay, not even like paying money for therapy, because I had stopped therapy like maybe like a, or at least consistently like a year before I moved out. But like trying to pay for a building and an apartment in order to fix my problems is very capitalistic. And that doesn't, money is not gonna solve all your problems, you know.
Definitely not. And I think also just looking at the world around us, we just kind of get to a point at a certain age, we're like, well, I think it's time for me to move out. You know what I mean? It's like,
like I felt like I had to.
And that's something I want to touch on. Like, even when I was moving out, like, it was never a, you have to, know what I mean? It was like a personal choice that I made, you know, for myself. And of course my parents supported me, you know, in that, but it was never like, oh, you know, you got to move out because you have a kid now, you know, like it was never anything like that. One thing I definitely loved about my mom was that she didn't care. We could live with her forever because she just, you know, she loved being around us and family and things like that. So it was never anything like that. And I don't think we made you feel anything like that at all either. So,
But yet that urge was there. Like, it was very, like, I need to do this. I have to do this.
Yeah.
When people told me multiple times not to. Yeah. And even in the way I was going about it, people told me not to do it in that way. But that's like a me thing. Like, me kind of just doing what I want to do. And then having to deal with those consequences later. I don't know.
Sure.
I feel like for me, like, it's tough because I feel like I really, you said something that I think really relieved a lot of burden I felt, that like I graduated high school in 2020, and so I never really had like the college experience or like going out and doing whatever. And when I did move out, I did a lot, and I was doing a lot of stuff that I now regret, but I never had that experience before. I never was able to leave the roof where my mom lays her head to, and like was able to just experience life on my own. And I don't know, in ways I'm thankful for it, especially thankful because those things that I did do at least don't, like, they didn't completely alter my life.
Right.
But it is now, like, just another thing that adds to my mental fatigue, which is hard.
Mm-hmm.
But same time, that's life, though, you know.
For sure. And you kind of touched on something, too, when you were talking about, you know, your exploratory years. I think when we all finally, like, leave, like, we had it under different experiences. Like, when I graduated high school, I left and I did go off to college.
Yeah.
And because of everything that was going on surrounding your graduation, that just wasn't something that, you know what I'm saying, you decided to do.
Yeah.
And everybody just has different paths, which is fine, you know? So, you know, when I left, coming back and, you know, finding out that I was pregnant, like, after the first year, is kind of like, whoa. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and so there was already shame there. So I think all of that together kind of, you know, put a fire behind the urgency of, like, I need to, like, move out, because I'd already been gone. And then, oh no, now you're back and you're having a babe. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like, it was just like all of that with it. And again, it was mainly internal, because nobody never even said anything about that. Everybody was excited about, you know, the situation, you know, of, oh, like, I get to be a grandparent, or I get to be an aunt, you know what I mean? Things like that. So there was never any shame around my pregnancy at all. It was just for me, like, wanting to, like, do the very best that I could for you and for myself, you know? And so in my young mind, I thought, okay, that means, like, okay, I got to get a job, I got to get my apartment, I got to do this, I got to do that, like, I got to put all my dreams on hold, because now it's time for me to be, like, really focused. You know? And so I'm so grateful that you have a different opportunity, you know, like, you are back here, and not even because you had to be, you know what I mean, it just made the most sense. And to help you, you know, move forward. So I mean, I'm excited to for you in that, and you know, I'm happy that we're here and able to, you know, help and assist. So I think the biggest thing that I would want people to take away from this whole situation is that there shouldn't be any shame associated with, you know, whether you still live at home or whether you find yourself having to move back home. You know, because especially now, like, I think about when I moved out, my one bedroom apartment was $525.
Yeah.
Where are you finding that at today?
Yeah, that's not a thing.
You're definitely not. Yeah. And you had a roommate, and still your apartment was triple what I was what I paid to live by myself. So it's like, that's crazy. That's not a lot of pressure on a young person to feel like they have to do that. Because you have adults with careers.
Yeah, who aren't able to,
who are struggling in that aspect. So
yeah. I think when it comes to, like, the something that I hope people can take from all this is that, like, being financially ready does not mean that you are ready. And that's something that I had to learn for myself. Like, I wasn't mentally or spiritually ready for that journey. And that created, like, it's kind of a emptiness, because you feel like you're supposed to be prepared for this, because I have the money, I have the resources to do this, I have the career, I guess. But so many of my choices when I was out there in the world by myself, and you had moved, like, 30 minutes away, and, like, it just felt so isolating. Even though it really wasn't. And I feel like for me personally, because I can only really speak from my perspective, like, I always feel isolated. I always feel by myself.
Mm-hmm.
Even though I'm not. That particular experience, though, like, moving out, I felt very isolated. And that was also, like, the first time I had, like, went to the hospital. Time in a while. And, like, just a lot happened in that span of time. But yeah, if there's any advice that I could give anybody who wants to embark on that, is that, like, being financially ready, having the months saved up, in your savings account or whatever does not mean that you're ready for that. And really just asking yourself certain questions and really like acknowledging certain things in your life before you go out there and try to, know, battle that.
For sure. And you kind of hit on something that was a little bit different. So in your experience of moving out for the first time, so you had the finances and you were able to, you had the car, you know, you had the good job, you know, you had all those things to kind of give you that extra cushion to be able to take care of yourself, but you felt like you weren't ready in other ways.
Yeah.
And then whereas for me, I felt like I was ready in all those other ways, but I didn't have like just this amazing job or car or, you know what I'm saying? Like all these extra finances to be able to sustain us by ourselves. You know what I mean? So like the struggle was just different. You know what I mean? Like I kind of struggled financially, and I think you kind of struggled maybe mentally and maybe even some socially, just because it's different having to, like, you know, you stay at home, you don't think about, oh, I need to go to the grocery store. I got to interact with these people. You know what I mean? I got to interact with these people on these levels.
I never even really got like my cooking skills up. Like I really, a lot of that was like me having to learn on the fly. And luckily, like I did have a roommate, and for a lot of that, I think we did shoulder a lot of that together. Certain situations and certain consequences, you know, I wasn't alone. And I think that and he was like, he was my friend. So it wasn't like I was just roommating with somebody that I found on some website or something. So I mean, but people do that.
They do. Like,
and I had a lot of good moments like with my friends there, stuff that I definitely will cherish and stuff that I, you know, it hasn't been that long since I've been back. Only been like a couple months. But it feels like a lifetime ago already.
Yeah.
Like, so much of my life has already changed completely since moving in and that whole thing. So, I don't know. It's odd. And then, like, on top of that, too, like, the consistent, like, drug use I did when I was there, too, I think really affected a lot of how I interacted in the world, but also like me having to adjust coming back, like me not wanting to bring that here, not even because of like, I mean, definitely because of the respect that I have for you and for Jeremy, my stepfather, but also because like I recognize how that affected my life, how that affected my mental.
For sure.
And it definitely was me just trying to sedate myself and medicate in the ways that aren't professional because I just was hurting, you know? And that also came with me just not being ready for that on like an emotional and mental level.
For sure.
So
for sure. And I think like everybody kind of handles struggles like that, like a lot different.
Yeah.
I think that, when I was struggling moving out again, it was just like a lot of shame with that, because I knew that like my parents were already helping me so much by you know, taking care of you throughout the week and stuff like that, and so I just didn't even feel comfortable even asking for anything else, you know. And it wasn't like I wasn't taking care of you financially there, because I was making sure you had everything that you needed, but I wasn't physically there, you know? And it wasn't just my mom, like looking after you as my sister, you know, my brother, like everybody collectively, like trying to help me out based on a decision that I made, you know what I mean? So I felt like, you know, even me not really having like food and things like that, like, or the things that I needed in the house, I just felt like I couldn't put one other thing on them, you know?
And that's probably a tougher burden, is because you're the oldest.
For sure.
That's a whole other thing, and it's a whole other family dynamic. So going out there, trying to venture out, and then having all these people having your siblings who look up to you, helping you, just feels. I mean, even for myself, like being the older sibling, having a little sister, like I told you this many times, like we've always kind of had a revolving door policy when it comes to our houses.
For sure.
And have allowed people to stay here when they need to, stay with us whenever they need to get back on their feet. And I always just wanted to, when I moved out, I never wanted to do that. I always wanted to be able to leave and never come back and show Jaleah, my sister, that that's possible. And part of me, I think most of myself, is glad that like that pride has been killed.
Yeah.
That like I'm able to just like, I did it and now I'm back. And I don't have to hold that like weight on my shoulders all the time. And
for sure.
Trying to be that, you know, because I think that made it a lot harder. And like how you said, like I would have struggled, but I absolutely could have found another apartment and put down a security deposit and done all of that. But I tried to, you know, put my pride aside in order to make the right choice for myself. And again, having the option to do that is the blessing, because again, some people don't have that. And
for sure,
when I went to that party, like that was a lot of the conversation that I was having with people, just like how like not everybody gets to experience that and to be thankful for it, and to, even though there are hardships a part of it, to look at the bright side of it, because there are like positives, like even being able for us to do this podcast and build this up and make it something consistent. And like it would have been a lot harder for us to do that if I was, even if like you moving closer, it still would have been harder if I was living by myself or not living with you. So
linking up schedules in general is already hard. So then you add in the like the distance of not, you know what I mean, living in the same place. That's just like another barrier on top of that. But I am grateful for this experience, and I pray that, you know, with you being back, you don't feel like, you just feel the love and like how we've all just happy to have you back. I know you brought up, you know, your sister and, you know, wanting to look out for her. And I think like she was just happy to have, you know, you back in the house and things like that. So I think overall, although the experience was slightly different for the both of us, I think that the ending of like what we got out of it and our shift in mindset is kind of similar, just because we both like came to the realization of like, what's going to help me make the best decision. And I know that when I moved out the next time, I was far more prepared, you know, in a variety of aspects. And, you know, of course you were older and able to go to school and things like that. And so I think that when you move out again, I think that, you know, you'll be much more prepared for it. And so the experience will be different. Now, life is always going to be life.
Always.
Always going to be life. Yeah. So there will be things. There's no way you can learn every single thing, you know, at home. And, you know, we're going to be exposed to things for the rest of our life. So, I mean, you can't prevent everything, but you can be as prepared as you can possibly be, you know. And I think that that's smart. And moving out the next time, it won't be like there won't be too much pride attached to it. Will you be proud of like, you know, I have my own space again and things like that? Of course. But will it be the pride of like, I'm out here getting it for myself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
you're not thinking about it that hard.
It's not gonna hit like that.
That's with everything though. Like once you do it the first time, then it's just like, how do I do it better?
That's
at least for me, that's how a lot of things are in my life, like from the music I've created, from now doing video creation, to even when we start doing this more and more, like I feel like, you know, we've done mock episodes before, but like this is the first one that we're planning on putting out, and like the jitters are there, and like am I saying this right, am I saying that right? But like once you start doing it consistently, it's just like, okay, how do I do this better? How do I do this better? And then you think about it more strategically rather than emotionally.
For sure.
So, and that's really with everything. And something I've been trying to tell myself with this apartment thing is that, like, apartments will always be there. Like, they will always want to take your money.
Yeah.
So you don't have to stress about, like, there being a vacancy in that. Like, that will always exist. So just take your time to anybody listening at any age. It doesn't matter if you're 22 like me or 42 or whatever. Like, just take your time and do it the way that you want to do it, where you're comfortable. I think for me, something that, like, you know, not every lesson, but lessons were learned in mm-hmm. my experience. And certain things that I started when I lived in that apartment are now things that I'm pushing for now. Like, I did my first YouTube video in that apartment, and now I've done 2 YouTube videos and put them out on YouTube now.
Yeah.
We had this idea for the podcast when I moved out. We did mock episodes, and now we're doing an episode now. So,
yeah.
It's part of it is still... Part of it is still bittersweet at times. I think part of that is like nostalgia too.
Yeah.
But I am very thankful for this opportunity, is to be able to save and to be under a safety net again, and understanding the value of a safety net, because not feeling like it was there as much. And also just like not being a person that asks for help that often. That's just not the type of person I am for.
Same.
Yeah. So... It's cool to be able to just have that, and to also to be able to like just leave my room and be able to see my family is nice. Like,
yeah,
it all feels a lot more valuable not having it for a time, and now being able to see it again in a whole new light. Like, the conversations me and Jeremy have now are vastly different
because
I recognize the importance of the time we have together.
I'm
thankful for it.
Oh, I'm thankful for you and happy that you're back. And just happy that, you know, we are in a position where we can help, you know?
Yeah.
Again, like, that's not everybody's experience. And so I'm just grateful that we are able to do that. Grateful for this podcast journey.
It's 30 minutes.
And I look forward to many more episodes and just ways that we can make it better.
Yeah. I don't think this was like a heavier topic. I think this topic can lead to just, you know,
a variety of things.
Yeah. Yeah. I think throughout this podcast, we're going to do a variety of things, have a variety of topics, and speak on what speaks to us.
You know,
from entertainment and media to just life experience and things we agree with, disagree with.
For sure.
But overall, just like how you said, just being a light to the audience, whoever listens. And also, this is really being more, even more than that, is really just being a time capsule for us in this time.
You know, like,
this is the present. Today is now. And it won't always be like this, where we're right. able to sit here on, you know, in the living room and do a podcast together.
Yeah.
So... for now, you know, just putting this out there, and hopefully the love that we have for each other as mother and son is something that people can connect to. And if that's something that is lacking in your life, or something that, you know, if you have like a loved one who's passed away, or if you're not close with the person that you're with, or like your parental figure, or even if, like, if this is a way to bring some people together, like, that would be cool, too.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, that's definitely my mindset as far as, like, my goals and hopes for the podcast is that, you know, we reach who we were intended to reach, you know?
Yeah.
And it can be a lot of, like, fear when you open yourself up to the world, you know, because... people have a lot to say on the internet.
For sure. Yeah.
So that can be kind of fearful, but I do want to cherish these times and just share what we can. And I'm sure, like, along the way, like, the people that we'll be able to connect with, we're going to learn from them.
They'll learn from us.
And they'll learn from us. So I'm excited for it. And I hope you guys tune in more. And till next time.
Till next time. This has been the J&J Podcast. First of many. Yeah. We'll see y'all later.
Bye, guys.
Peace.